6. We're going to read it in Message Bible, and then verse 27, and then verse 28. Take a look. It says, Genesis 1, 26. God spoke, "Let us make human beings in our image. Make them do what? Reflecting our nature." So we are actually a mirror. We are supposed to reflect God. That's the essential nature of human beings. He said, so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of earth. So God made us to reflect his nature. Look at next verse. God did what? Created human beings. And he created them what? Godlike. Reflecting God's nature. So at the original level, both every human being was made to shine God out. Now look at the next one now. What did he do? Created them, not next verse, it's still there. What did he do next? He created them male and female. Please get something clear first. You should come to third service. We have been doing this. Shala will come and teach us one of these days. We do this in first service. We are still continuing today. Hopefully. We're talking about male and female. There's a problem with male and female today. That's trans. So God made us male and female. But before he made us male and female, he made us human beings. And as human beings, we are his image, reflecting his nature. So every human being, whether male or female, is made like God and is in his likeness. Then there is the gender difference. That does not make us less human. Hallelujah. Are we here, everybody? So we are male, say that with me, male and female. Louder now. And so what did God do with this male and female? Look at next verse. So God blessed them. Who did he bless? Male and female. What did he say to them? That's not what he said. You are making it sound so. What did he say? Look at that mark behind the celebrity. What did he say? Thank God you went to school. Prosper. Reproduce. Shout now. Hold on. Some of you are not talking and you don't even know who you are. He's telling you what your function is. That means human beings, God said, prosper. Tell your neighbor, if you prosper, you are becoming a real human being. You know the reason why? That's why a student goes to school. When he fails, when he passes, he'll say, I pass. When he fails, they fail me. Because it's not in our nature to fail. Be responsible for fish in the sea, in birds in the air, poultry, and everywhere, for every living thing that moves on the earth. Now, let me talk about couple today. Shall I? Remember, where is your wife? She's sitting beside you. Come over. This is what we did last time. Let's welcome them. This is my Shola. Pastor, I don't know Shola. Come to the third service. You know Shola. Come. This is his wife. It's behind my daughter's name too. Debbie. All right. Okay. So this is, see, you look brown today. This is lovely. These are my guys. When they hang around me, they got tired of staying single, so he got married. Brought this lovely lady. Now, I told them, you see, God made marriage like this. First of all, when he made marriage, he brought Eve to Adam. So, like we did, we face each other. Face each other. Yeah. This is the first time when Adam met his wife. Adam was just a man. When he looked at his wife, he said, wow, man. So, woman came from there. Woman. Wow, man. That's my translation. Right. If you look at both of them, this one look rougher, this one look finer. Am I right? Is that not true? All ladies look pretty when they come out of dressing room. So you can see the first thing that God gave us is that we can look at each other. The second way God wants us to look is to look ahead together. Can you look ahead together? When God did this verse, they were looking and God said to them, prosper! The whole world is in your hand. You are a team now. Before, you look at each other's face. Now, you stand by each other's side. Remember, God made her from his side, not from his foot or from his head, to rule over him so that they can face life as a team. But there's another one that I showed them that day. They turn like that and face. You see, as a human, as a male, you can only see 180 degree. Huh? As a female, you can only see 180 degree. For life to be complete, you need to see around you. So God puts male and female so that we can sit together and win. Now, if you watch film, almost every of these American film of fighting and kicking, they can be summarized like this. A guy is a rough guy. Then they capture his girl. Then they will take his girl away and they want to make him to surrender, but he won't surrender. So we go and find where the girl is. You know the film now. And then he will start throwing bombs and kicking and kicking. And finally, he will notice that there's a building. They won't let him enter. And finally, he fights his way through. Then you find somebody holding his girl with knife on her neck. You know the film now. And he will say, drop your gun. You know that? Almost all the film is like that. They say, drop your gun. And then the guy will do, oh, Charlie. You know what? Oh, don't kill me. But you know what? Then this happens almost all the film, not in reality. Then the guy will drop the gun like that. And then the lady will kick the guy off. The guy will fly off, his gun will fly. Then she grab the gun of the guy. He grabs the gun of the guy and they do like this. Yeah, let's take them up. Am I right? All films wind up like that. Clap your hands for Jesus. You don't have to buy any film again. I'll give you all somebody of all the films. Thank you. Let's clap for them. Thank you very much. But there's a problem. Can you come back? Sorry. This was not added the other side. I'll show you the one like this. They are smiling. The one like beside, then the one back like that. But once in a while, there's the one like this. Get angry at her. It's going on, you know. So let's talk about marital conflict for a few minutes. That one that's not in the book. Can you sit down? Let's clap for them one more time. You know, that's standing just So let's talk about marital conflict. All those of you who are wishing to get married now, you don't think about conflict at all. Abambe. Awata marry. Ekubadu. Ekuitui. Some of you came fighting to church. God bless you. Some of you just finished fighting, so you are kissing now. Some of you, it's about to start. So either you are coming out, or you are going through, or it's behind you. Can you clap for yourself, somebody? Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to talk about two major ones. By the way, today we have women going to one side, men going to one side. We'll talk about a few things. Let's talk about what I call, there are two major conflicts that usually erupt the conflict. But we'll come to that in minutes. But I was thinking, usually fight over things are not really the fight. Are you hearing me? I noticed something over the years. This is my, how many years now there? 30-something? 35 years of being married. I noticed something beside what I'll talk about what we fight about now, but there's some things that we call escalators. Write them down. Escalators. That, what are escalators? When you go somewhere, what do you call escalators? What you climb to go up. Am I right? You just go like that, you enter, and then zoom next level. And zoom next level. Now, there are some what they call escalators in marital conflict that will take you to advanced level fight. The best thing is learning the escalators, because one way or the other, we will face things and we will disagree. If you never disagree with your wife, you are not a husband. If you never disagree with your husband, you are not a wife. Because a wife and a husband will disagree. But it should not be disagreeable. That's what makes things difficult. So let's talk about, I call them escalators. What are the things that can make a fight over toothpaste become moving out? And sometimes a big fight can become smaller if you learn to de-escalate. In recent time, I've been hearing the word de-escalate with Hamas and Israel. You say, keep on de-escalate, de-escalate. And they went bam, bam, bam. Look at what happened. Hamas went there. And today, they've lost so many. Almost about 40,000 deaths. So you must learn not to climb the escalators. Let's look at the escalator. I give five of them that makes why any fight difficult. Number one, aggressiveness. Aggressiveness can take any fight. Over toothpaste, over, you see, you're aggressive. You just kill it, so. See, all that may make things more difficult. I had A level those days. I'm reversing that to O level. You know, aggressiveness. You're always aggressive. You just always, your husband, no. You know, I mean, somebody can tell you that is not right. You don't fight. But your husband or your wife, so the aggressiveness makes marriage difficult. This food is not into what you can hear now. Your wife asks you, who is that? See, that kind of aggressive tones, they are escalators. They will take whatever it is to the next level. Even the worst case scenario, if you don't get aggressive with it, you can handle it. That's the first one. Aggressiveness. Second one I put over here is harshness. There was a man in the Bible called Fool. What's his name? Laban. Let's go and see it. 1 Samuel 25. Pastor, that's my nature. That nature, you must start taming it. That's aggressiveness. Oh, you always. Then there are people who speak. They look alike, but they're a little bit different. Let's go to 1 Samuel 25. Pastor, don't preach too long today because this is a serious case. I won't say too much. Don't worry, I won't say too much. Let me find the place. I hope I'm correct. Now, verse chapter 25, 1 Samuel. Look at verse 1. Then Samuel died. Please, whoever is there, let's make it fast. Israel got together and lamented for him and buried him at his home in Ramah. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. Next one. Now, there was a man in Maon whose business was where? And the man was very rich. Oh, yeah. He had 3,000 sheep, 30,000 goats, and was sharing his sheep in Carmel. Look at next verse. The name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife, Abigail. Now, take a look at this verse. And she was a woman of good understanding. Oh, what happened to the pot? It broke, I understand. And beautiful appearance, elegant lady. But the man was what? Harsh and evil in his doing. And he came from a right homo, the house of Caleb, that great giant of faith. Sometimes people don't reflect their upbringing.
Pastor, how come me? I'm a pastor, me.
Because that one has been converted from Babalawo to Christ. But the other one is not converted at all. It's just in a pastor's house. Relax. Ash. It cost him his life, if you read the chapter. So harshness can bring, and I know what can happen to all of us. Let me give you some practical tips for understanding. Men here, your wife has a monthly cycle. Certain times, she's nice. Sometimes, she can be abrasive. You must learn how to cope with that. Pastor Kileso, go here, about a year later, masala you find later. But just know that one already. A certain time that your wife will act, will have something happen, you know, some kind of, they go through monthly cycle. Hello? Let's look at the next one, escalators. Yeah, this one sounds weird. Passive. When you are passive, you can really escalate problems in your home. There, the car is behaving funny yesterday. Ah, okay. You don't bother. There, said fix car here, my fixer. Then tomorrow morning you have an interview, and both of you are listening out of the house. You put on the car key. The car says, "Escalator." What happened? Passive. What happened there? I said, "Mama, fix it." And he said, "We have to get up at 9. We are 8:30 at home. What are we going to do?" Hey, yeah, yeah. So you're just passive. There's another passiveness that brings escalation of trouble. This one is weird. Some of you over here, you let your husband do anything to you. You let your wife do anything to you. That's been passive. That will cause marital escalation of conflict. Because one day, you're going to blow up. One pastor's wife in America took a gun and killed her husband. Because it's impassive, passive, 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 passive. And if you're over here, don't think you are getting away. Oh, my woman, now, my baloo, you are for a ballet, my 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 mother, I was telling her a story yesterday. She sent me a story. She's over 90 now, she's telling us stories. But this one, I saw myself in my father's house. My father will go out once in a while, get drunk, and come back home. And beat her. She's number, there were six wives. I heard from her yesterday, there were six of them. So I'm sure now it's six, not five, six, seven. There were six of them. And she took all of them in. My mother said in that history, she prayed for all of them. She prayed for their children. And she said something that was, my mother didn't go to, she can't read the Bible so much. My mother said, "I pray even for my enemies." And she said something to me. In that, she said, because anybody can be anybody's enemy. Even yourself can be your enemy. So if you ask for him to die, he'll die. And you can be your own enemy too. So what happened? That's my mother's knowledge. But one day, my father came home drunk as usual and started messing around. My mother is short. If you ever seen her, she's small. She got up to her feet and said, "Joseph Ajani Amusun." All the three names. To baton wole, to bamutu, to baton for what coming. Like, yeah! My father from that day. To buy you grown up, alo ya rain. You got that? Because passive, sometimes there's a place of passiveness which is not part, which is patience, which is you're putting up with things. So of course, when we get older, some things you just can't change. You just leave it alone. You just don't fight over it anymore. It's not because you are stupid, it's because you are smart. Some things you don't fight anymore. I can't afford that kind of fight. So what do I leave it alone? But don't ever take them for granted and start pressing. You know, like all these bullies. When a bully kicks you, you don't do anything. He kicks you again, you don't do anything. He kicks you again and I knock you down on the floor. Ah! There was one guy like that. He kicked him like that. He took 2x4. Ogbe fun lori ni. Oji osmilology. So don't ever take like that. Passiveness. And I want to plead with you. Now don't get aggressive when you are passive already. Pastor ni pe o ti daketo. Lato ni lonu le. Mama pastor bo sin, mama pastor. Me na se fo enu le. Mama pastor just it only once. That did it only once. So that's that. Escalators, incorrigible. Nobody can correct you. And that will keep on stepping up things. A man gets agitated when he tells his wife something he doesn't want to do it. And start referring back. And you know, uncle? You know, don't do that. I mean, just take it. All of us. I mean, it's like going to school and the teacher marks you wrong. I say, and the teacher, people, except like not passively, you're leaving that school. And when your wife tells you, there, please. Like today now, I was coughing, sneezing. My wife said, take some water. I told her, I've taken water. Then I pick up the bottle again and drank some of it. Maybe she was woolly there now, I don't know. Don't forget, every human, male or female, we are God-like. We are to reflect. So your wife can reflect God. Some of the things that bug me the most, my wife will give me an answer without too much ado. So don't be incorrigible. You marry to sharpen each other, not to cut each other down. And say something like that, you know. Particularly, some of us who are very educated. Those things, I told my wife, how much school did you go? You only went to school for nursing. I read books. I said, okay. You know, okay. What's the capital of Senegal? I don't know. I said, you see? Then she said, before you marry me, don't you see me like that? Oh, I was mean those days, man. Mean. Don't mind me. So, that's important. Escalators. These are the things that, when things even occur sometimes, you can get, it can be so bad. For instance, look at that person who passively left the car, not repairing it. And then when they now confronted you, instead of going kaboom, just say, I'm sorry, dear, I'm sorry. I know it's my sin. Huh? Don't look for excuse. Incorrigibility will take us nowhere. And finally, this one I notice around here. I notice something. One way love. I didn't understand this until I started getting to know about African people. African people are strange people. Let me tell you what I mean by that. See, Jesus said, whatever you want men to do to you, do it to them. But that law doesn't work in Africa. Our nature cancels it. Do you know what? If I want people to do me something, if I do it for them, they start thinking like this. Since he's doing it for us, let's keep getting it from him. Let me give an example. If you call your auntie and give her some money, if the money is plenty, you can be sure you have become her ATM. She won't think like this. Ah, I'm almost thinking about killing me and laissez fun. Africans are like that. So this is where some men and women get angry at practicing love at home. Since we practice love and I put all my salary down, you keep spending your own alone. I thought that my putting my own down should make you put your own down too. That's the law of life. So when you start loving, somebody kisses you all the time, you always expect the kiss. You can't kiss back yourself. Your husband always comes back with a gift. You never think of giving him a gift. See, that's one-way traffic. It doesn't work. I noticed that. So I told myself, I'm just going to love. But it can be very saddening. Jesus healed 10 lepers. And one just came back and, even if you can't give anything, oh, thank you. But people just expect it. That you should be there now. Kelewafun. Your husband gives you money to buy petty things. Think, what can I do for him too? That's what love is. That's what home is all about. So just, That's so speciality. So you must just be taking care of me. Let's talk about sex. I'll call that later. You know, your husband's always making the move. You never make the move yourself because he's always making the move. And when he doesn't make a move, you get angry. Yes, woman, let's join me. Oh, let's say. What else, woman, now? You know, we sing one song. I don't like, draw me nearer, nearer unto thee. That's not in the Bible. Because you draw near to me, I draw near to you. So don't sing, draw me nearer. It's okay. Ulo amoti di de, mumbo abayu. You know, that's where we are. We just park. Somebody can always see this. You pick somebody at the door of their house going to work Monday. Pick them on Tuesday and Wednesday. By Thursday, they are waiting for you there. And if you don't come, kilo say, no. Does that make some sense? Clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. So we must be outdoing one another in love, not one-way traffic. I know my husband will never complain. Think about not making him to complain. Make him happier. Are you hearing me? Okay, so let's talk about, my time is up. Let's talk about two major things. There are other ones. There are two major problems today that's causing conflict in our home. First one is issue of Pastor, what's that? You're not talking. Women and men. They call it affairs. Our world today is inundated with sexual matters. There's no longer boundary. Through my discussion and talking and moving around, I noticed a lot of people today, the issue is about, there's one woman in his life, there's one woman that is troubling my wife. I told her she didn't do anything. I saw him with one kind of thing on the phone. I said, can you call on the phone? Can you call? In my younger days, I just jump in and start fighting whoever. It doesn't work out because they don't want to. People don't change like that. Okay, let's use the word they use. I said, he's cheating on me. He's cheating on me. It's big out there. Really big out there. She goes out, talk to somebody. When I'm coming, put the phone off. Oh, he goes out. When he comes back, he's smelling one kind. No, all that going on. Now, stop using that word, he's cheating on me. It's not the right word. You see, we have reduced that to just cheating. No, it's called adultery. It's not cheating. This is he has an affair. Is it internal affairs or external affairs? See, the best way the world makes any sin to not be sin anymore is to give it another name. We do it in the hospital as doctors. We use words people don't know anything about, so they won't know that's their sickness. TB, we call it cox. We still call it cox now. We still do. We write those things so nobody understand it. So let's look at adultery thing. Through my struggle, I've noticed that it is not very easy for me to tell your husband to stop seeing girls. It's not the easiest thing for me in the world. Some of them have walked away from church. They've left me. And you know what? The wife followed them and attacked me back. That Prophet Dali Wanru. And I'm trying to help her. So you are. She's not reporting to me. But something happens now. She goes with her husband and says, Pastor Dali Waru. So I have to laugh. I have to not Dali Waru anymore. So I came to see that sexual matter, adultery, like that, you can't solve it. You can't take the guy, particularly the guy, even if it's a lady. She said, Motibo, I had a case like that. The person, I called the person in, walked down to the house of this guy, cried in his house, told him. He said, it's over. The next time, the wife said, I saw a text on his phone to the girl. What if you are by? Koya, slow down. What if you are by? Touch him out. Koya, pipe low. I think that's 3 or 4 wives now. And none of them staying with him. And I mind my business. A pastor fought me over it. Would you meet the ring on? So, I find out this. Hebrews 13 verse 4. Look here, lady is not your problem. Your husband, it's called cheating. Not your husband, your wife, it's not your problem. It's God, it's sin before God. It's not just you between both of you. No. Look at that verse on the prayer. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled. But fornicators and adulterers, pastor will judge, God will judge. So I learned to leave it to God now and deal with the issues. And when God deals with issues, it can be very, very tough. You can be very sure here, if you're messing up your wife, messing up your husband, do anything you like, God's going to judge you. I'm not cursing you. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. So it's just more than between you and your wife, between you and your husband. No. There's judgment of God involved. Because God hates it. Now, let me tell you what is proper cheating. Now, let me tell you what the Bible calls cheating. Cheating is not that you go out to go and meet somebody. Let me tell you what the Bible says. Biblical cheating. Let's go to chapter 7. 1 Corinthians 7. Let's go to New Living Translation. What is cheating? It's cheating on me. It doesn't mean it's going out. In the biblical way, cheating, you'll be surprised. Chapter 7, 1 Corinthians verse 1. Let's go quickly. My time is up. Boy, when you're talking like this, you have to be careful. Make it the care. Man, whoever's in that place today, amazing. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Is that what I said? Thank you. And then I said, New Living Translation. Thank you. Make it say that again. It's not cheating. It's the one with the tithes. Okay. 1 Corinthians 7. Well, you are taking my time. Oh, my time is really, I'm already going quiet. It's to sing. A jaw. And our lower. Now, regarding the questions you ask in your letter, yes, it is good to abstain from sexual relations. Let's keep on reading. But because there is so much sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife, and each woman should have her own husband. Next verse. The husband should fulfill his wife's sexual needs, and the wife should fulfill her husband's needs. The wife gives authority over her body to her husband. The husband gives authority over his body to his wife. Next verse. Do not deprive each other. The Bible says, do not defraud each other. Do not cheat on each other. So when you don't allow your husband to touch you, you are cheating him. That's real biblical teaching. It's not that cheating that man goes out. Mm-mm, that's adultery. That's adultery. And sometimes it's this one that leads to other things. Can we give us NIV of this verse? Do not deprive. Let's look at LKJV. Do not deprive. Let's look at KJV. Defraud. So you are a fraudster. Sexual fraudsters. See, that Bible is different. The Bible is different. When you don't sleep with your wife, when you don't sleep with your husband, you are cheating on her. You are cheating on him. That's what we call defraud, not the other one around. And you know, when you don't do that, listen to this. If one another, I said, be concerned for a time that you will give yourself to fasting and prayer and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. Rosade tells us that when a child is hungry, he goes to any house, he wants to eat anything from sand to cement. But when his belly full, even good food in somebody's house, he will look at it. Satisfy your husband. Satisfy your wife. Make her the best of your life. Make him your best of your life. And be available. EFCC. Then one of these days, he goes out. And I say, Pastor, he's cheating on me. No, you are the cheater. Pastor Ewan, how do you get all this from the Bible? I don't like your idea. But that's what's causing. I know somebody that was telling the husband, leave me alone, Emine Koni. And one day, the guy got somebody else to join her. And then she went ballistic. Ah, you me? Oh, ta, oh, ra. Oh, leg bo, eh? Sorry, I'm speaking about too much. Prof, forgive me. You know, you're going to be available to each other. Pastor said, it's for fasting and prayer. But not for 50 days fasting and praying. I said, no churches, I'm careful with them. You know, they tell you, fast for 100 days. And don't touch those places. They have a lot of adulteries. Even among pastors. Zip close. Did you hear that? Close it. Delete. Unto culture to delete. You know. Huh? I think we should stop there today. Let's not go further. Service end. Let's give our offering. I can't go further. Our time is even fast spent. You learn something today? At least you learn cheating. My new place is quiet. I'm in trouble. Okay, let me close in a very nice way. Let's read Message Bible and round up. That same things I just read. 1 Corinthians 7. Let's start from verse 1 or verse 3. Okay, now getting down to the question you asked in your letter to me. First, is it a good thing to have sexual relations? Now, hold on. If I come to my sister's house over here and I take her food, I won't be attack of adultery. If somebody else help me wash my clothes, you won't call me an adulterer. So, why is it that when somebody goes to sleep somebody else, it's called adultery and it destroys the whole marriage? So sex is more important than what we think. Whoa. Next verse, quickly, let's read it. Certainly, but only within a certain context. It's good for a man to have a wife and for a woman to have a husband. Sexual drives are strong, but marriage is strong enough to contain them and provide for a balanced and fulfilling sexual life in a world of what? You know, today, let me warn you. You know, today, the problem we have today is that when you are doing like this to your husband, leave me alone. There are girls outside who are looking for boys. You are looking for men. And your husband is really. You know, you're pushing your wife away. You're an old woman. There's some people outside there who say, man. Like somebody saw my wife. He said, I like you. He said, can I pick you? My wife said, I'm just taking my walk. He said, My wife said, who are you? My wife said, I'm Pastor Mrs. He said, I'm also a deacon in my church. I mean, if you walk out now, when she told me, I said, if I get that guy, I'm just joking. But you know, we think your wife is not pretty. Get out there. People are crazy out there. They want anything. So, am I making it clear enough? Provide for a balanced and fulfilling sexual. Next verse quickly in Message Bible. The marriage bed must be a place of mutuality. The husband seeking satisfy his wife. The wife seeking satisfy her husband. And next verse. Marriage is not a place to stand up for your right. Marriage is a decision to serve the other, whether in bed or out. Finally, the next one. Abstaining from sex is permissible for a period of time if you both agree to it. And if it's for the purpose of prayer and fasting, but only for such time. Then come back together again. Satan has an ingenious way of tempting us when we least expect it. Did I close well? Just have the yes. Yes. Did I close well? No. Let the yes have it. All right, let's give our offering. Are you blessed? Praise God. Let's give our offering. Hallelujah. If you want to give your tithe, just lift up your hands. We have overspent our time. I know that. Shola, you are guilty. It's both of us that got involved in this. You know? All right. Okay. So let's give our offering and our tithe. I can't do a survey today.